Well, in high school basketball last night, most of the games around the area postponed. A few got in, though, in girls' hoops in the Hawkeye 10. It was Creston defeating Winterset 55-31. In the Corner Conference, Diagonal beat South Page 47-11. Also in boys' Corner Conference play last night, it was Nishnabotna topping Diagonal 62-58. Bedford over Essex 68-52. We have high school hoops tonight for you here on KJAN as Atlantic faces off against Winterset in boys' high school basketball. We'll have all the action for you tonight. Chris Parks will have the call of the game for you. 7:30 is tip time in that boys' matchup. That's Atlantic versus Winterset tonight here on the radio. Well, Bennett Cook scored 18 points, including 8 of 10 at the free throw line, helping Northern Iowa to a 93-70 win over North Texas last night. Matt Bohannon scored 16 points. Jeremy Morgan had 15 points and 8 boards. And Wes Washpin added 12 points and 7 assists for the Panthers. Northern Iowa's won 5 straight by an average of 20.5 points after an opening night loss to Colorado State, as the Panthers are now 5-1 on the season. Well, maybe they were looking ahead to Thursday's showdown with UCLA, but the top-ranked Kentucky Wildcats looked anything but dominant in their 75-63 win over Illinois State last night, as the Wildcats shot just 43% against the outmanned Redbirds. The only other game involving a ranked AP top 25 team last night saw Dylan Brooks with 21 points and 10 rebounds as Oregon staved off a late rally by Fresno State to win 78-73. Kentucky stays at the top of this week's Associated Press men's basketball poll. The Wildcats are off to a 7-0 start and got 59 of the first place votes. Second-ranked Maryland, which is also undefeated after 6 games, got 4 first place nods. Third-ranked Michigan State at 7-0 got the remaining 2. Rounding out the top 5 this week are Kansas and Iowa State. The second 5 consists of Oklahoma, Duke, Villanova, North Carolina, and Virginia. Well, the Big 12 Conference announced their Basketball Players of the Week honors. The 3 players who contributed strong performances at Thanksgiving Week tournaments have earned the latest Phillips 66 Big 12 Men's Basketball Player and Newcomer of the Week awards. Juniors Monte Morris of Iowa State and Wayne Selden Jr. of Kansas were named the top players, while Eric Davis Jr. of Texas is the top newcomer. All 3 were recognized for the first time for those awards. Well, Matt Campbell says he's in it for the long haul. The former Toledo head football coach was introduced as the new coach at Iowa State yesterday, and he'll try to make the Cyclones a consistent winner.
This place is special. I'm as loyal as you're going to get. I really believe that the building process and taking something and making it special is what I love to do. That's not a short-term fix. You're not going to see a short-term fix by myself or our staff. And we're here for the long haul.
Campbell says many of the things it takes to be a consistent winner are already in place. He says he looks forward to the challenge of moving Iowa State up the ladder in the Big 12.
It's about having the foundation around you to get this thing done. And we've got a great foundation around this program. So to me, that's the great challenge. I love a challenge. I love to build. And that's why I knew this was the right place for Matt Campbell.
Campbell says he looks forward to building on that foundation that was set by Paul Rhodes.
Paul Rhodes is a great man. I know he's beloved by this community. I know he's laid a tremendous foundation to Iowa State football. I have the utmost respect for Coach Rhodes. And I know this. My job is to continue to grow that foundation and continue to take it to an elite level.
Campbell was 35-15 in just over 4 years as the Toledo head coach, and Iowa State's athletic director Jamie Pollard says he fit the profile of the coach that they were looking for because of his head coaching experience.
This job is hard enough without having to spend time trying to figure out what you're going to do and who you're going to do it with as far as your assistants. We wanted a head coach that knew what they were going to do and had done it before with their assistant coaches.
Pollard says they were also looking for a coach who would focus on the running game. The Cyclones finished 3-9 in Rhodes' 7th and final season at the helm. Well, Penn State's Carl Nassib is the Big Ten's Defensive Player of the Year in a vote of coaches and media. Nassib leads the nation with 15.5 sacks and 6 forced fumbles. The 6'7", 272-pound senior from Westchester, Pennsylvania, started his career at Penn State as a walk-on. Other Big Ten award winners, Joey Bosa of Ohio State was the Defensive Lineman of the Year. Joe Schobert of Wisconsin, the linebacker of the year. Desmond King of Iowa is the defensive back of the year. Also, Griffin Oaks of Indiana was the kicker of the year. Sam Fultz of Nebraska, the punter of the year. Will Likely of Maryland, the return specialist of the year. And Jabril Peppers of Michigan was named as the freshman of the year. The Big Ten announced its defensive and special teams honorees yesterday. Offensive award winners will be announced today. Following the Big Ten football games on November 28th, the co-offensive and defensive special teams players of the week and freshman of the week in the Big Ten were announced. Iowa defensive player Parker Hesse was named as the freshman of the week for his efforts in Iowa's win over Nebraska this past Friday. He returned his first career interception for a touchdown in Iowa's win over Nebraska and matched a career high with 6 tackles. Clay Helton has been named the head football coach at Southern California after leading the Trojans to a 5-2 mark as the interim head coach. Helton was the school's offensive coordinator before replacing the fired Steve Sarkisian 5 games into the season. A win over crosstown rival UCLA Saturday enabled the Trojans to clinch the Pac-12 South and a spot in the conference championship game. Philadelphia Eagles coach Chip Kelly denied reports that the University of Southern California met with him to discuss its coaching vacancy before the school hired Helton. Well, the bottom feeders of the AFC North played the Monday night game, and it ended in a fittingly bizarre fashion. Will Hill returned a blocked field goal, 64 yards for a touchdown, as time expired to give the Baltimore Ravens a 33-27 win over the luckless Cleveland Browns, who lost their 6th straight game, along with starting quarterback Josh McCown. The Ravens are 4-7. The Browns slipped to 2-9. Cleveland's Travis Coons lined up to kick a potential game-winning 51-yard field goal with just 3 seconds to go, but it was deflected by defensive end Brent Urban, who was playing his first NFL game for the injury-riddled Ravens. Hill scooped it up and rumbled down the left sideline for an improbable win, stunning the Cleveland crowd, who were anticipating a last-second victory. Kansas City Chiefs linebacker Justin Houston appears to have a strained ligament in his left knee, though the team is still awaiting MRI exam results to determine the severity of that injury. Coach Andy Reid said Monday that Houston would be examined later in the day. He was hurt during the first half of Sunday's 30-22 win over Buffalo when he tripped over a teammate. Houston sustained a similar injury in a playoff loss to Indianapolis 2 years ago. The All-Pro pass rusher had 22 sacks last season, which earned him a 6-year, $101 million contract this past offseason. He has 7.5 sacks through 11 games. Kansas City has won 5 straight, heading into Sunday's game in Oakland. They're 6-5 on the year. And in baseball news, free agent catcher Brian Peña has agreed to a $5 million 2-year contract with the St. Louis Cardinals, where he'll be the backup for All-Star Yadier Molina. The 33-year-old switch hitter receives $2.5 million in each of the next 2 seasons. And relief pitcher Tim Collins and the Kansas City Royals have agreed to a 1-year contract for just shy of $1.5 million. The 26-year-old Collins had been eligible for salary arbitration. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, stop by your Atlantic Medical Center Pharmacy, your Health Mart provider. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.